Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon, it's Thursday the 20th of April, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Tom Rada. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanks border guards for their service since Russia's invasion during his visit to the frontier shared with Poland and Belarus. Yesterday, Zelensky posted footage that showed him meeting border guards at the Volyn region of northwestern Ukraine. "It is an honor for me to be here today to thank you, our border guards, for protecting the state border, for the protection of our state in Bakhmut," Zelensky said, whilst addressing the border guards and handing out awards. In January, after discussing border protection measures, Zelensky stated that Ukraine must be ready at the Belarus border, despite not seeing anything powerful there except for political statements. Last month, Putin said that Russia would station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, a close ally of the Kremlin. In addition to discussing security measures with political and military leaders in the Volyn region, Zelensky also addressed socio-economic issues affecting the region. The president's visit was an opportunity to assess the standard of living for local residents. Bosch investment will add to energy transformation in Poland, says PM. The Prime Minister has noted that the investment by Bosch in Dobromierz, southwestern Poland, will serve as both a contribution to effective energy transformation across the region, but also to the development of the region itself. Bosch, the German multinational engineering and technology company, announced yesterday that it would invest 1.2 billion zloty, the equivalent of 260 million euros, in the construction of a heat pump factory in Dobromierz. The construction of the factory will be yet another investment by Bosch, a company which has been present in Poland for more than 30 years and already employs over 8,500 people in the country. The Triple City is ready for tourism. Another season of cruise shipping starts at the port of Gdansk. This year's first luxury passenger ship will dock at the Obrantsov Westerplatte quay today. It will be the Hamburg vessel sailing under the Bahamian flag, which has already visited Gdansk many times. This year the ship will dock twice, the second time being May the 20th. Last year's tourism season was very successful in terms of visits by foreign guests sailing around Europe and the rest of the world on luxury liners. From May to September, cruise ships docked at the port of Gdansk a total of 79 times. Approximately 29,500 seafarers travelled on board them in total. From May the 1st, all users of public rental scooters will have to park them only within designated places or will face a penalty fine. From May, scooter users who enter the main city area or the coastal belt will not be able to park the rented scooter anywhere they like, as has been the case to date. Both local residents and tourists have complained over recent years about the parking of the scooters because they have been left abandoned literally everywhere, and so now all scooters will have to be parked properly. The operators, when deploying the scooters, will also have to use designated parking spaces. In accordance with the new regulations, over 100 new scooter parking lots have been designated in various parts of the city.
The weather.
Today will be milder than yesterday, with periods of both sun and cloud. The temperature is set to fall sharply into the evening, but without any chance of rainfall. Wind will be barely noticeable today, the occasional breeze coming in from the northeast. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 4 degrees Celsius or 39 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be slightly warmer. This has been the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.